Good morning. Our question today is, during the Megillah reading, there is a minhag in almost all places that when we hear the name of Haman, we make noise. We bang, we stamp, we clap, whatever method it is. Our question is, what's the basis for that minhag, and is that a positive thing to do, or is it not advisable? So we're going to start off in the Shulchan Aruch in discussing various minhagim, and when it comes to the Mikra Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he brings that the minhag is to roll out the Megillah as an igeret, as if we're reading a letter, to show the nace, so we don't want to keep it rolled, but unfold it. And then the Ramah brings some more minhagim. He says there's also a minhag that we say the Arba Psukim, four passages of Geula, of redemption, out loud, like Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yatzah, etc. And then the Ramah brings in the name of the Avudraham. Avudraham was a major one of the Rishonim who wrote a beautiful Beir on Tefillah, and he says, "Senahagu hatinokos latzur tzuras Haman al etziv avanim." The younger children, they were nohig to draw images of Haman. We would think nowadays of an effigy of Haman, but they would draw it out on stones, on wood, or they would actually write Haman's name on the wood and the stones, or whatever they had, pieces of paper. He doesn't say paper, but he says stone and wood. And they would hit them on each other. Why would they do that? So the Ramah explains, in order to blot out his name, to erase the name, based on the Psukim one that we read in Zachor, Machotim Chet Zecher Amalek, we should blot out, erase any remembrance of Amalek, and Haman is a descendant of Amalek. And also based on the Psukim Mishle, V'shem Reshaim Yirkov, that the name of the evil should be rotted, they should be blotted out as well. And says the Ramah, in the name of the Avudram, based on that minhag, the effigy minhag, it developed nishtarvav a minhag, our minhag developed, that we hit Shemakim Haman Kishikorim HaMegillah BeBeis HaKnesses, that we also hit when we hear the name of Haman during the Megillah. So there we have the basis based on the Ramah bringing the Avudram. Now it's very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings three different views of this minhag. He first brings the Maharil. Now, the Maharil was the real founder of many of the minhagi Ashkenaz. So he says the Maharil was not makbid about doing this minhag. Lo haya choshesh lakot Haman. He didn't do it. The Maharil himself didn't do it. And so it's interesting that we have the Ramah bringing the Avudraham, that there's a minhag to bang during Haman, but the Maharil himself didn't do it, and that's usually the basis for minhag Ashkenaz. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that the Yaivet said that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, would indeed hit. He would make noise with his sandal. He would clop on the ground when he heard Haman. And on the other hand, the Pri Megudim wrote that Yatza Scharim Behefseidam, you are losing out. You may be being Mekayim the Minhag, but you're also doing something that is not positive, because Shimon Bal Belin Harba, you are causing a bilbo, you're causing confusion. In other words, you're making it difficult for people to yotze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah with all of this noise. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah continues in the next Sif Katan, and he says the Chazan, because there's noise going on, he has to be quiet when people are clapping, when people are making all this noise, because people have to hear all the words, and accordingly, there's a lot of kilkulim, and the people are ruining the kriya when they're banging. So he says, in the Na'arim, the young people, they keep on doing it over and over, even at the time when the Chazan is reading. So he gives an Eitzah for people to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, so each individual, while all the noise is going on, should read a Pasuk or two in that area to make sure that they're going to hear all of the words. In fact, you can be Yotzei reading from a normal Chumash, a minority part of the Megillah. You can't read the whole Megillah from a regular Chumash. You need a kosher cloth for that, but small parts of it, absolutely acceptable. So that's the advice. When that noise is going on, read that Pasuk, two Psukim, that you have a concern that you're going to miss out, and that way you can ensure that you fulfill the mitzvah. Now, getting back to the source of this mitzvah, the Piskei Tshuvas brings the name of Sifrei HaKadmonim, earlier Svarim, that the concept here is that when people hit, when they hear the name of Haman, and they hit when they hear the name of his wife, that's not so much the minhag, or not the minhag at all. When they bang, when they hear the children, the names of the children of Haman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures right at that time that they feel that sorrow, that they are punished at that time. They are also receive those hits, those zetzes, those punishments. And at that time, as we're banging, they are receiving their punishment as well. So we have a basis for it based on the Avujaham brought in the Ramah, the Chacham Tzvi would hit, others indeed would hit, and the Sifrei Kadmonim explaining it. Nonetheless, it's interesting to note that the Stei Chemed brings in the name of the Yafel Lev as follows, a number of reasons that we should not be hitting, making noise when we are saying Haman during the Megillah. And we'll go through four of them. It's very fascinating language. It says as follows, Mashinagu lahakos Haman bekriyas Megillah. This minhag that people hit, they bang, when they stomp, when mikra Megillah v'nimshach mizekalus rush, and it causes a lot of levity in the shul, and obviously that is not a good thing. Asher tivaka haaretz lekolam u'ma'avdin kavana sakorim, and it is ruining the kavana of those who are reading the Megillah and the kavana who are hearing the Megillah. So that is reason number one. We should not be banging. It's tough to be yotzei the mitzvah. Number two, Vagam, Kilahakos, Afilu Besandalim, a Makom Kadosh, to be hitting and banging in a shul. A shul is a Makom, is a Mikdash Me'ad, is a place of Kedusha, and even to hit on the ground of a shul with our sandals, still we're hitting a shul. And indeed, that is a bit of a disgrace to the shul. And number three, Vagam Irach Shash Takala Visakana, it could cause a Takala, it could cause Sakana, dangers, mishaps, because when people are hitting, Kiadeaka, Kafats Me'ad, I don't know if he's saying this actually happened, or it could happen, that things could fly, people hit in the wrong way, things could be broken, and things can fall on other people, and indeed that would cause of a sakana, and anything that we have a concern, even of a suffix sakana, we should be mevatel, we should nullify it. And in addition, he says there's also a chash of eva, the non-Jews may look down upon it, it may cause friction with them, because the governments that we live under want achdus, they don't want to see the hatred of Klal Yisrael coming out towards other nations. So for those four reasons, he says, Al kol ele hiskimu harabanim shebador, the people in his generation, this is the generation, this is the Stechem, quoting the Yafel Lev, that because of those reasons, the Rabbanim and the generation of the Yafel Lev agreed to nullify, to get rid of this minhag of banging during Mahaman, during the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Chein Asu, that's what they did, and they announced it in the entire city, don't hit, don't bang in any form during the name of Haman. So there we have it. Interesting. We have a basis for it. We have a basis for nullifying it. And in fact, in order to have a shiluv, to come down in the middle of those two, of having the minhag and being mekayim the minhag, but we have concerns about the minhag, there are also a couple of sources that they limited, not because of these reasons, but they just bring that they had different minhagim and limiting in it. For example, in the Hosafos at the end of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they brought this a minhag only when they had certain mentions of Haman. For example, when they mentioned Haman Ha'agagi or Haman Hara, that's when they would hit, and the Sefer Mishnas Yaakov brings that they would only do it when they would mention the name of Haman in conjunction with his father. So in those situations, limited times would there be banging, but not throughout the entire Kriya. So there we have the Minhag is based on what the children used to do with the effigies of Haman, or the images of Haman. That became, they used to bang them together, so that became banging at the time of Haman. That's brought in the Avu, by the Avudram, but the Rama brings it. Nonetheless, the Maharil wasn't concerned about this. The Prima Gadin says, don't do it. But nonetheless, there were plenty who do this, a Chacham Tzvi, and others. And in the end of the day, some are for, some are against, and we do have other minhagim that fall out in the middle that we can bang at certain points, but not that they would bang the entire time. Have a wonderful day.